Lander writer and photographer Sarah Wiles has been spending time with families on the Wind River Reservation and taking pictures of them since the 1970s. She has a new book out called The Arapaho Way. She says it's the culmination of those 40-plus year relationships and a way of documenting the reservation's contemporary history. Wyoming Public Radio's tribal affairs reporter Savannah Marr sat down with Wiles and asked about some of her favorite images in the book.
Gee. It's like picking out your favorite grandkid or something, you know. I do have one here I really like. This is Nora Oldman during the grand entry to powwow, you know, just before sundown, bright sun. And I like this picture because she's got a washcloth on her head. So everybody else here is dressed fancy, and she's dressed in a real plain traditional dress with a wash rag on her head. I like that picture a lot. I mean, there's a lot like that that I... These here are documentary pictures, and this is really interesting, too. In 2015, two Arapaho men were shot in Riverton. Have you heard about that story?
Yeah, okay. I have.
Yeah.
Especially in light of the shooting that just happened in Riverton. It's something that has come up quite a bit, actually.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad that people are still remembering that. A couple of weeks after the shooting, an Arapaho man named Ron Howard and others, too, organized a peace march in Riverton because the tensions were running high. And then one of the men who was shot in Riverton survived. His name is James Goggles Jr., known as Sonny. So there's pictures in here of Sonny when he came back to the reservation. He was in the Veterans Administration Hospital in Sheridan for quite a while, and they brought him back about a year after the shooting for an honoring ceremony and a dinner. He had to have help walking because there's a bullet in his head. And so he has trouble in several ways, one of which is walking steadily. So all that's in the book. So I'm hoping that that'll be good documentation.
I think that's something that people here really value, because one of the complaints that I hear about photography of Native people and writing about Native people is that there's quite a bit of interest in history, meaning things that happened 100 years ago or more.
Yeah, not the day-to-day stuff and the hard stuff. And yeah,
exactly.
I know
yeah.
exactly what you mean.
And that's a lot of these photos in your book.
Right, yeah. And stuff happens. You know, bad stuff happens. Of course, good stuff happens too. But
yeah.
So anyway, so that's that. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of stuff in here.
It's of great interest to me as a person who is not from here, who's trying to document certain parts of life on Wind River, how you reached a point with these families where they were willing to have you photograph them and willing to share these stories with you.
Well, it was a long process. Just taking a few pictures here and there, you know, usually of people I knew well. And then the one thing I did from the very beginning was always give lots of copies to people, you know, because I think there's this idea that people come to take, you know, they come to take your picture and then they're taking it away and that's the last you know about it.
And over the years, have you ever had any pushback? Anyone who said that a white woman is not the right person to be documenting these things?
I think, you know, it was, again, I'd been here so long, and it was such a gradual process. By the time it got to the point of having the books, people were real used to me. So I was really careful, and I'm sure there's people out there, you know, who gripe about it. Anything you do in any community, somebody's going to complain about. But I haven't had a lot of that kind of feedback.
So in these photos and in this writing, these stories that people have shared with you can really feel the intimacy that you have with these families and how you've really come to be in a lot of ways a part of these families. And, you know, rural communities and rural Native communities especially have sort of a reputation for being sort of insular and difficult to enter as an outsider. But I think the flip side of that is sort of evident in your book, that once you do build that trust and make yourself a part of the community, it's a community and an acceptance like nothing else.
It's real hard for me to articulate that because it's just been my life for so long. I know more people on the reservation and am engaged in more activities and events on the reservation than I am in Lander, where I live. For years and years, I had people in Lander ask me, why do you want to do that? Why do you want to go out there? Is it safe for you to go out there? And I stopped trying to answer those questions and be around a lot of those people because I just didn't want to deal with that attitude. Anyway, it's an odd life I've had. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for coming over.
That's Lander writer and photographer Sarah Wiles discussing her new book, The Arapaho Way. Savannah Marr is a Report for America Corps member.